Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
You wouldn't know it
from
looking at Roddy. Just like that, like the depth of knowledge that's coming to the table every single week musically. And that's why we don't judge books by covers, because every single week it's great stuff. And it's Roddy picks us up to the football game, and we love it. Roddy Nabalsi joins us from UGASports.com. Roddy, how are you?
I'm doing fine, man. I'm doing fine. Greatest intro of all time. Thank you, Master P, for that.
Oh, right. You know,
and that's one of the best ones. It's funny to see my 21-year-old son. This comes on, and I start screaming it in the car, and he's like, "Dad, are you having a seizure?" I'm like, "No, boy. I haven't taught you enough."
So, better no.
Yeah, exactly. So, I picked this one because of the knuckle up, buckle up, because this is going to be a tough game for Georgia in the trenches. They've That Georgia offensive line has been manhandling, committing murder on opposing defensive lines in the last few games. They have just been the tight ends, too. We got to give the tight ends credit. They've been going out on search and destroy missions, setting the edge, picking off cornerbacks and safeties. But when you see big, Dontrell Glover coming for you, Juan Gaston, or Monroe Freeling just playing out of his mind, you got to like Georgia's chances, but now you're going up against a defense that only allows teams to get into the red zone twice a game. They're the number two running defense in the nation, the number one in the SEC. This is a team that prides itself on not letting you run the ball, and they don't let you throw it a whole lot either. So it's strength on strength, Georgia's O-line and running game versus Texas's defensive line and lack of run games or lack of runs allowed. So that's why I'm like, hey, you better put your big boy pants on, get your mouthpiece in. It's going to be a fight on the trenches when Georgia has the ball and Texas is trying to keep them out of the end zone.
What about with the when you line up with talking about the defense against their offense? I mean, obviously, Archie's gotten better since his early season struggles and things like that. They haven't run the ball particularly at the level that I'm pretty sure Sark has. Had two sacks last week, obviously coming off the same damn blitz every single time, Roddy. That cross dog, that linebacker cross dog that I still can't understand how people don't figure it out. But, I mean, what are we looking at defensively with the dogs against the Texas offense?
See, this one's has me nervous. I'm very confident in Georgia's offense, even against this Texas defense. So I'm like, look, you've got a great run game. You've got great tight ends. You've got a nasty offensive line. And you've got a quarterback who will win you this game in Gunnar Stockton. Then you flip it, like you say, you flip it to look at weakness against weakness. Texas is not a great running team. Georgia's great against the run. But Arch Manning can throw it, and they're giving him time to throw. He's getting the ball out a lot faster, almost a second quicker than he was in his first couple games. Right. So he's knowing where to go with the ball. He has progressed, just like Gunnar Stockton has progressed. He's also very dangerous with his feet. He's scored 6 touchdowns running. So this is a guy who is great throwing the ball, and they've got great wide receivers.
Yep.
What does Georgia have in the secondary? Mm-hmm. Not much. That's their absolute weakness. So you have their strength against your weakness when it comes to the passing game. So this is where I'm like, you know, Master P said it, you know, you better knuckle up, because if you give them 15-yard penalties and keep drives alive that way, you know, you got to be able to get to this guy. And Georgia is dead last in the SEC in sacks.
Hey, we're double digits now, baby. We're double digits now, Rod.
Yeah, but for you have 11, which is great, but Texas has 34. So that just kind of gives you an idea of what the what the standings are like.
I think that's probably – I mean, there's a lot of different matchups and advantages and stuff in this game. I think you just detailed maybe Texas's biggest advantage matchup-wise on the outside with Georgia's secondary. What's Georgia's biggest advantage on the field?
Tight ends. It's going to be the tight ends. As much as I want to give Texas credit for its strong defense, its secondary, they have some good guys in the secondary, but they got a little thin back there. They got banged up. But now apparently everyone on that team has been hands laid on. They're all healthy. There's not one person on their unavailability report. So that's pretty impressive. So they're going to be at full strength when they come to town. But even at full strength, they have been pillaged by tight ends. Every team has played them has had success with the tight ends. And you guys saw Lawson Lucky get that concussion last. They haven't called it a concussion, but I'm told that he didn't remember catching the ball.
That was a tough one.
He got lit up. But his, you know, he comes from a line of tough guys. Those Lucky triplets were phenomenal. It's one of the toughest guys you'll ever meet. He's one of the toughest guys you'll ever see on the football field. He wanted to go back in. I'm not even sure which field he thought he was playing on, or, you know, if he's playing offense or defense, but he's ready to go back out there last week, even though he had his bell rung. And you give him let's give Oscar Delp. I've given Oscar Delp some grief in the past. You know, I've called him a good average SEC tight end, but he's playing out of his mind. So if you get him and Lawson Lucky, and then number 10, Elias Williams.
Yeah, man.
That is a matchup nightmare. So if I'm Mike Bobo, I'm thinking, let's go a little 13 personnel. Let's go a little even 14. Jade Riddell's the fastest tight end they got. So if you want to see Georgia absolutely move the ball, keep an eye on number 10, number 4, you know, number 7, number 23. Watch those tight ends. And remember, when they're out there, you're not sure if they're also going to block too. So they can block, they can catch. And I'd love to just see more balls to Elias Williams, big number 10. I know he's a true freshman, but that kid is going to be special.
Hey, Rod, I know you said that their injury report is clean. What about Georgia? Is there anything outside of Lawson, is there anything that we might have to worry about as far as who's not going to be there, who's not going to be available?
I mean, you know, the guys are out, have been out for a long time. Like, you know, George Hall is done for the year. Yeah, just those guys. But here's some good news. And I actually messed up one of my podcasts this week because I went into the wrong show. I was so excited when I got this text from practice, or somebody went to practice. DeMello Jones, Georgia's corner, the one who didn't play a whole lot last week, or if he played at all. Remember, he got hurt a couple games ago. He had an elbow brace on at the Mississippi State game. And remember, they tried Ellis Robinson. That didn't work as well. They went to Daniel Harris. That didn't work very well. They just need somebody opposite Daylon Everett. And Robinson's getting better, but DeMello Jones, I think, is the guy. And he was going full tilt in practice. There's no limitations on him in practice, apparently. So maybe they have DeMello Jones back out there. And, again, when you're facing Arch Manning and you've had – hit or miss pressures on the quarterback. In other words, you're not exactly pressuring him a whole lot. They did it last week, which was great, but if they can't get to Arch, he's going to pick him apart. You definitely want DeMello Jones out there. So having him come back would be him and Lawson Lucky. That's two starters that you were worried about not having, and, hey, you'll have him out there this Saturday.
Roddy Nabalsi joins us from UGASports.com every Friday ahead of Georgia's upcoming game at 11:40 on the midday show with Andy and Randy. One of the things, I mean, probably the thing we love most about sports is you don't know what's going to happen. We spend all summer talking about some storyline, and 2 weeks in, it's completely blown up. I don't know if it's the biggest surprise in college football, but certainly the fact that Gunnar Stockton, as we sit here today ahead of this matchup, has significantly outplayed Arch Manning this season. I don't think the national pundits had that one pegged. How big of a story, how big of a factor is just how great Gunnar Stockton's been this season?
It's a phenomenal story, and I have to give credit to Jim Donnan, Georgia former head coach. He does the watch along with us. And by the way, anybody who has problems watching the games because of YouTube TV, join us on the Georgia Watch Along Show. We had 250,000 people 2 weeks ago. We had 150,000 last week. We got people watching the game with us. Coach Donnan, after week two, stood up on the table. And remember, week two, after Austin Peay, everybody's given Gunnar Stockton all sorts of crap that he can't throw the ball deep. He's just throwing screens. And, you know, does Georgia need to look to Ryan Puglisi? 130 yards passing? What the heck is this? Coach Donnan stood up there and said, look, I'll take this kid over anybody. I've coached quarterbacks. I've been one for 60 years, and I'm telling you, this guy has the it factor. He is going to be special, and that's what he's done. He has absolutely come on and put up crazy numbers. And it's funny, we actually did a story on Wednesday how these two guys are almost identical in the number of rushing touchdowns they have, the depth of target, 7.9 yards. They both throw it about the same distance. Completion percentages are pretty close. They are two sides of the same coin, but you're right, Gunnar has played better, and He's getting a lot of – I'll put it this way. There are a lot of people deleting tweets and texts about Gunnar Stockton. There's a lot of revisionist history going on because people don't want to be on the record saying how much they doubted him. But he's played lights out. And this is a game that could come down to which quarterback makes the big play, which one avoids a mistake. Yeah. I hate being the guy that says, it's always easy to talk about the QBs, but Saturday the QBs are going to win or lose this game.
Yeah, man. Yep, I agree. I was out trust Coach Donnie. He went to Fort Valley. Peach County found a 190-pound tight end, made him to an all-conference guy. So if he said something, he's definitely going
I mean, he stood on the table and basically told everybody who was doubting Gunnar to
go kick rocks and pound sand.
Exactly. So when he did the same thing with Stetson Bennett. Remember when people were like, well, Stetson can never beat Alabama. He's terrible. He's too short. You know, he has a weak arm. He has a pop gun arm. And Coach Donnan basically dropped a couple bombs on him and said, you know, if you don't believe in this kid, then you don't deserve to be a Georgia fan. So he feels the same way about Gunnar.
It's funny how sometimes these coaches know what they're talking about.
It
right?
is.
Occasionally.
Funny how Kirby just seems to have a knack for identifying the right quarterback for his team. Roddy, we appreciate it as always. Thank you.
Appreciate you, my boy.
Thanks, guys. Y'all take care.
Roddy Nabalsi there, UGASports.com, every single Friday at 11:40 ahead of the upcoming Georgia game. Obviously, tomorrow's matchup, one of the biggest of the season, man.
Yeah, man.
At home against Texas. Texas, two losses early in the year, certainly been playing a bit better of late. And, you know, it's something we talk about a lot and understand people don't have patience. But, I mean, Arch is a first-year starter that has progressed throughout the year. And kind of like first-year starters do. Also, because we talk about this quite a bit, I think I talk about it a lot, just sort of my opinion of Sark kind of as a coach. I don't want to say the same stuff. I think Sark's a really good coach, to be clear.
But
I criticize him for losing big games sometimes, but that's like a – you know, you only get to coach in so many big games if you're a really good coach.
Right.
I also think there's room for – because we do this with young quarterbacks or with teams throughout seasons or whatever, like – there's also room for Sark to get better at that,
yes.
right?
Yes.
Like, I don't want to make it seem like every time we mention him, I'm like, well, he can't do this, he can't do that. Obviously, he's doing a lot of really good things. One thing we know Sark is good at is developing quarterbacks.
Yes.
And it's happening this year with Arch. He still hasn't won a game like this so far.
Well, it'd be Alabama.
Early season
I think
he hasn't gone into a – he hadn't won one quite like
but
this.
But what do we talk about? Certain coaches' signature win. Lane Kiffin's signature win last year beat Georgia.
That's right.
You know.
That's right. And still hasn't had a bigger one than that.
No, he has not. And so when I look at where Sark is, I think that, you know, how do you, if you're Sark, not get dowdy? meaning, because I think that he started making doubty calls.
Yeah, no, that's right.
You know,
he gets really, really conservative,
and you're like,
big games.
Why are you so conservative right now? And that's what, as a Georgia fan, that's what I'm banking on.
Yep.
Because this is going to be a back and forth game. It's going to be a good game. I think, you know, the one thing that we always talk about, and it's a new phrase, and it's so true. Take him to that deep end, Georgia. Take him out there.
Yep.
Take him out there, Kirby, and see if that. Because they're going to make – Georgia's going to make all the adjustments and everything like that. And it's all about what's going to be going on in the second half. This is going to be a nip-and-tuck, back-and-forth type game.
Yep.
Can it be a point where Georgia gets out early on them or something like that? I don't see that. I didn't see that last week either.
Yeah, they finally did it.
Yeah.
But now, they still did get scored on first because they must. I think that's in Kirby's contract.
Yeah, but I just don't – you know, and you get the – because – think about it. Georgia's a national brand, all the things. So what the national pundits are saying about Georgia, you don't be surprised. Ooh, I want to play them now. Are they peaking right now and everything?
Yeah. It's still, you know, even as good as – I mean, Georgia's, like, boring good, I think, for the national people because it's so consistent.
Yes.
Like, and we were just sitting here chuckling coming back to one of our segments because the headline on one of the national talk shows was, is this a legacy game for Arch?
Oh, my God.
Like, what about Gunner?
What the hell?
Is it a legacy game for Gunner?
No.
Does Gunner doesn't get a legacy?
No, he does not. He's not Eli Manning or Peyton Manning. Arch Manning. Is his name Archie or is it just Arch?
I think it's Arch is short for Archie.
It is, but I'm just saying.
But wouldn't Archie be short for something too?
Archibald. I think his name is Archibald.
Is it?
I don't know.
It's an interesting one.
Yeah, it's Archibald.
It is Archibald.
It is Archibald.
Archibald.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Paul Charles.
Wow. We know what army he be leading. Don't forget, you can always listen tonight to Sports Radio 929 The Game on Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and the TuneIn apps. It's free 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
We can't have Archie's in my family.
Why is it? Oh, bunker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's only one. All right. We'll come back and get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 929 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.